Thank you for the pause to change the tape. This is May the, correction, June the 25th, 1991, tape number two.
Thank you're you. Sure. There is no time, no space. But something else. Just within the last couple of days comes up, you know, the Steph planes again. And what are they saying? They didn't work anyway. Well, let that scare you. I didn't say fear. Have a healthy respect. There is a difference in being scared and at attention and having fear, which immobilizes. Be nervous about what they're doing. You're insane if you're not nervous about what they're doing. Because they have totally stealth qualified aircraft. Your government. And therefore, what are they trying to do to you? What are they telling you? Why are they telling you? These are the important things.
Scares.
Absolutely. It's like nasty, rotten, mean old Saddam. They couldn't even find his motor coach to bomb it. But they could find baby milk factories. You have to look at the overall plan. And the overall plan is laid forth in the New World Order. It's all written. That is planned. Don't fool yourselves by thinking we're bringing all this bad information. It's all written on your place.
Well, each one of us here have a plan, too. None of us want it to happen. How do we do this? I don't think there's a person here that wants to see any of that happen. They have their plans. I know there's only 3% of them. We're not supposed to kill them. What are we supposed to do?
I'll tell you.
You can't implement anything.
Precious Gripes would go out and just blow the heck out of Gripes.
I'll do a rifle operation.
But you don't...
Kill all three of them.
You can't... Right. That sounds good. But they have their little army.
Why don't we destroy their executive orders by burning them up with ray beams?
Why don't we petition Space Command, please, for help? We'll do what we have to down here, but can't we petition...
No, but man does not do...
We won't do it?
No.
Oh. Okay.
Man is very good at making a lot of promises.
And then we don't follow.
God, you do this, and I'll do this. But suddenly, he doesn't remember anymore.
I thought I'd ask him.
That was good. Try.
He's pretty sneaky about getting around these little parts.
Well, that if enough of us ask, well, I guess that won't happen to me when it's...
When enough of you ask, enough of you will be efforting to make the difference. You first have to get completely saturated with what your experience is. Man has to want change. You will look at what happens, and I have to use this as an example, which brings up always my bigotry against whatever or whatever. But I have to use what is the example going on in your day. So we're going to talk about the gay movement in May. And you have all the marchers. And they're all praying to God to stop this thing, this madness. Look what God has done. Punishment. Well, if you're so pure, why then do you think God's punishing you? That's number one. Number two. What do they plan to do? Why do they want to be here? So they can go back and practice the same lifestyle they were practicing, which got them into trouble in the first place. It's not the way it works. They can do that, and God will do nothing about it. God neither punishes nor rewards their action. He does not even judge it. He just watches. And he watches from the level of intent. And you will find, if you could get ones to come forth who have literally found their connection with God and their ability to love in a emotional manner rather than a physical manifestation or reaction. You see, this is what they're defending and demanding, not their right to love, but their right to the behavior, sanctioned and legal. Well, that kind of behavior carries with it its own penalties, not the least of which within self they know it to be against the laws of nature. Two men cannot have a child. Two women cannot have a child. That is what the sexual experience was created for, procreation. And I'm not going to get into your rights versus your rights versus anyone's rights. It is obvious men and women are physically different. And you can vote in equality. And you can vote in that after this 10-minute period of time, men and women are exactly the same. Will that make them the same? No. But you voted it in, and now it's a law. I don't care who's homosexual. Go be gay. I hate that they have ruined the term. But ones who have realized that the relationship was based on caring after the disease struck, so that there could be no more of this physical abuse, began to find healing when they came back into their godness and their God connection and refrained from that which was tearing them apart and destroying them. Because you cannot put that kind of stress on the body. It ruins the electrical system. Jermaine has spent all afternoon writing about that very thing. Not AIDS, but this stress that comes upon the electrical circuitry of a body in response to given sets of circumstances. But these ones who have learned to come again with God in open love from the emotional standpoint of giving, you see, you must give. Nature only gives. Nature does not take. And if you can give me an instance where it appears nature takes, I would listen. But if you ponder it a moment, you will find that nature only gives.
I'd like to just throw something in there. Mother Nature is getting pretty bad in Florida. I've never in my life heard such electrical storms in my life. Are we having a lot of help down there from cosmospheres or what? It's outrageous. Or is that caused from, am I right, human emotions, anger, we make the weather, that type thing?
No, it's still
it's outrageous. The pounding goes on right over my house to the point where you think, one of these times it's going to, a big bomb's going to explode. It's outrageous. It's so frightening. But I don't know, I like it. I don't like it. I sit there and listen to it and I can't believe it. I mean, I don't really like it, but it's bad.
Yeah, she does.
I love a storm. I used to always love a storm, but now I'm getting afraid of them.
Enjoy those gifts. Don't have a healthy respect for it. But go right ahead and enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
These are the excitements. These are the very circuitries of life itself. And because they can be manipulated, does not mean that you must stop appreciating the wonder of life.
I had a long conversation with my sister who went through a past life regression.
Yes.
Can you comment on the validity of that as a therapy, or is it valid, or what it does? Because I don't know anything about it. Is it valid, or is it?
If I tell you that it is BS, I'm going to hurt a lot of feelings in the room.
It's valid
as anything. But you see, when you understand God mind and your relationship in the God mind, you answer your own questions.
Well, is it possible to do that in hypnosis?
Of course.
Is it a valid therapy for people to release connections or things that they have carried over in this lifetime? And this is what they tell you.
My opinion is no. It is one more grasping at something to heal a problem that exists in this reality. If it helps, if you can latch onto something, whether it is real or not real, it doesn't matter. If you can say, oh, well, I see now that I was a washerwoman, and therefore I know now why I will never wash another wall. And it's all right. Then you have overcome some kind of hurdle in your mind.
Doesn't it also come from the past?
There are some reasons for looking at the past, because sometimes what is happening in your present needs the memory to keep you from repeating an error. That's the only thing the past experience is good for. One who forgives and forgets is stupid. There is no wisdom in such a maneuver. Forgive and move on. If you immediately forget, then you've not learned a lesson. And yet you let it go as if you have forgotten it. You learn the lesson, hold it with you always in your present, and let it go.
So all the people who are, spending all this time doing the past life regression, is it mostly, is it helping in some instances, or is it actually, are they trying to improve their immortality? Is that why they do it? Because I think everybody's a little bit curious about their past. But
man is going through a period of stark terror, grasping at everything available, playing at every game there is. Let's look at the stars. What does that mean? Let's look at this. Let's dangle crystals. Let's do this. Let's do that. The only thing you have with which to work is mind. Everything is guided by mind projection, thought. So I cannot even answer you, because we're talking on two different levels. Ones are grasping at what somebody else thinks might help you. And obviously, I'm not going to sit here and say that hypnotherapy is not one of the most wondrous tools ever conceived of man, because it allows the mind to look. And sometimes in those regressions of this life journey, you will regress beyond that barrier because of the immortality of life. But if you have gotten to this level of experience, this is where you're at. And some of those things back there may be fun to play in, but you have to realize there's no time or space. So whatever you project becomes your experience of the moment. So if you are within this regression and you are Queen Mary, you are experiencing that. And you cannot say that's past because it's of the moment and it is an electrical impulse reflecting. You have conjured light that has formed an image.
From memory? Does that come from memory? From the caches of memory?
No, it's usually right from your mind. You will go back to whatever. Quite frankly, you will go back only to the ones, usually, that you want to remember. And ones will say, well, why would I go back to being a killer of the Hun? Because you enjoyed it.
Well, she said she went back and saw people like that she knew now. You know, but she said they didn't look that was meaningful to her.
Well, that's meaningful to her. But Desiree, you write, you speak. How many are there?
How many of me?
How many are there?
I don't know.
Come on, you tell everybody every time you speak to them.
Me?
How many are there?
One.
Touché. So it has to be a thought projection, doesn't it? And a lot of these questions, quite frankly, will be cleared up, thank goodness, with your mind. You won't stop asking them because the mind cannot handle it. It doesn't want to handle it. That is this experience. You see, you can find out about the universe, you can find out about God, but what is this experience that you are in now? Especially if it's an illusion, why don't you get out of it? Because you have to understand your relationship within it and how, through what method, have you projected it. Does that mean you've projected Hatton? Germain, Jesus the Christ. You are a reflection, attachment to the God mind. God focus, God thought creates. And then you create what is about you in relationship to that projection. And if you have enough of these fragments projecting the same thought pattern, you're going to precipitate it. Because you will end up experiencing whatever the mind is projecting. You see, I'm often accused of not liking sports, for instance. That's not so. I personally even enjoy your baseball games, your football games, as long as they are played in the spirit of the game. To see men butcher each other is not sport. And yet you have become a literal manifestation of a human form who thrives on blood sports. You haven't had a good day until you've seen a little Miami Vice and the police beat up somebody on the street. If you see someone getting a Purple Heart for being Good Mother of the Year. Everybody's going to tune it off the television pretty soon. But if you can see somebody, you know, having blood spilled all over everywhere, every time they show it, you'll go look. And you're so conditioned that there is nothing left to shock you. You have moved from a little bit of violence, let us say your motion picture that would not even allow two people under the covers in the same bed, to open sex, right in prime time. Oh, well, I don't let my children watch that. You want to bet? You cannot keep it from your children, and they're smarter than the parents. I've got one or two in here that would acclaim that, if they would be honest. And if you're doing it, why in the world would you object to them doing it? You are their example. That's what we're talking about. This is why no space commander, no God is going to snap his fingers and make everything right on your planet for you. Because you are is what's wrong. To do away with wars and famines, etc., you are what's wrong with you. You have to want to change enough to change you and give up what you're doing this afternoon to go do something with your son. That is worthy. Not take him down to the local bordello. Better than what I had in mind. But all of you had it in mind. You reap what you sow. And mankind is now reaping what he has sowed. And so when we say, what can we do? What can we do? We can get informed. Enough will hear. And then you have to understand that just because you want something does not mean that you have a right to force another to have it. Even if you perceive it to be good. It's just not that way. Each has a right to their own individual experience. And that's why I say you have to be ready to release. Hatan has to be ready to release. I don't like to lose. I don't like to have one of my precious ones turn away. Because I can see out there farther, just like you can see down the road farther than that little 2-foot child toddling around. I can see what's down that road. And any time one makes a choice for physical self, to go find self, and quite frankly, every time I watch someone go finding self in regression, or in the tarot cards, I say, if you enjoy this and then can put it aside, so be it. You know, if you can throw out every fortune cookie and save the good ones.
We'd have to give those up.
You don't have to give up anything. That's the lovely part of God. You don't have to give up anything. If you want to go where you want to go, or think you want to go, you won't have to change a lot of things. You don't have to give up very much of anything. You just look at it differently. And you have to be prepared and willing to walk away from anything physical. This is where they've got you. As they began to bring the clamps down, man struggles to hold on to what he has. And they know you'll do that. And that gives them an opportunity to use force against you. Because everything means too much to you. You will hear ones who are in a disaster and their home burned. They will be thankful to be out alive. But if somebody said, we're going to come up and burn your home, they would be out there with their guns. No, you're not going to burn my home. This is all I have. So man has to begin to put into perspective the fact that this human flesh physical experience is a thought projection. And it doesn't mean you don't enjoy every moment and every bit of abundance that you have gleaned. But you have to be willing to walk away from it. And that's what's hard. Because you are taught that to follow the laws of God is deprivation of some sort, punishment of some sort. Not on your life. You haven't even begun to experience. You know, this old thing about asking kindergartners now to give up sex. Don't you think maybe they were a little pained with it anyway? They didn't even know which sex they were. They're asking youngsters to decide on their sexual preference before they even know they have a sex. You know, they're asking little boys to express their homosexual desires during that period of time where little boys hate little girls. Think about it. There is truly a period of time in there where little boys just naturally don't like little girls.
Is that literal?
Oh, well, unfortunately, it doesn't usually happen at the same age.
Oh.
But yes. And this old BS about opposites attracting, forget it. That is not true in magnetics, electricity, or life. Opposites do not attract. There is always the search for sameness. That is all gravity is. If you have a rock up there, it is actually seeking its own balance. And it can only do that at the same mass. An electric potential of Earth. I'm going to repeat something that you will not have had because Overly is so far behind with the editing. Did that hurt, son? Let's talk about Isaac Newton and that apple.
That's false.
That apple fell. But it fell because it was looking for its same density. It did not fall because of gravity. We will call that center it's searching for gravity for because you can't live without your gravity, whether it exists or not. But let's just leave old Isaac there under the tree. That apple has fallen now and he's unconscious. And it split the apple open. Let's say it split it in half so we can cut down your time perception. What happens to that apple?
It wraps.
It goes to gas.
Ah, and where does gas go? Well, what happened to your gravity?
Is it the same thing? Is it just a different perception of it?
The other side of it is vacuity.
It has to be the same thing. It didn't go anywhere. You didn't add anything. You didn't subtract anything. So it has gone off in gas. And where does the gas go? It goes seeking its life density. You've got to change your perception of thought. You can't blame these scientists who came before. One such as Isaac Newton knew, he would be the first to tell you